Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Tuesday, the 31st of March, and this morning we've got three threads running through the tech landscape that, honestly, they're all saying the same thing in different ways. Let me show you what I mean. Okay, so fashion retail, not exactly where you'd expect the most rigorous mathematics to show up, right? But there's a Madrid-based startup called Nextail, and they spent the last decade proving something that feels obvious in hindsight. Spreadsheets cannot handle modern retail. Think about what a typical fashion brand is managing. Thousands of products, hundreds of stores, each one needing decisions several times a week. That's millions of decision points every single day. And most teams are doing this in Excel, which means they cluster stores into regions and apply uniform distributions. One store overflows, another 20 miles away runs empty. You've seen this if you've ever walked into a shop looking for your size. Nextail's solution isn't flashy. It's mathematics applied rigorously. Probabilistic forecasting predicts demand for each product at each store, with uncertainty quantified. Then mixed integer linear programming optimizes the allocation. The system evaluates billions of permutations in minutes and outputs executable directives to warehouses and stores. The results: 30% inventory reduction, 60% fewer stockouts, 5 to 10% direct sales lift. Pepe Jeans, River Island, guess, they've all integrated the platform. What struck me about this isn't the novelty. It's that the industry finally accepted the old optimization textbook had answers they'd been ignoring for decades. The biggest barrier now isn't computational, it's organizational, getting teams to trust a system that says no to their intuition. Think about that dynamic for a second. You've been making these calls for years based on feel, and now a machine tells you you're wrong. That's a hard conversation. But here's the thing. The machine has ROI data within 30 days. At some point, you stop arguing with the numbers. Right. So moving from retail to finance, there's a tutorial that went up this week about hidden Markov models. And it's one of those pieces that makes you rethink how you've been solving a problem. The author implements Forward and Viterbi algorithms from scratch for time series analysis, specifically stock market regime detection. Now, standard clustering algorithms like K-means look at snapshots. They group data points based on similarity, but they ignore time. They treat today's data the same as yesterday's, which means they switch between regimes constantly. The author's example showed K-means detecting 23 regime switches in a single quarter. Hidden Markov models respect temporal dependency. They use transition matrices, which means the model remembers where it's been. Same dataset, 5 regime switches instead of 23. That's the difference between noise and signal. What I keep coming back to is how often we apply tools that ignore the most important dimension of the problem. Time matters. Sequence matters. A high volatility day after 3 low volatility days means something different than a high volatility day in the middle of chaos. The tutorial is practical, Python implementations, step-by-step math. If you're doing any kind of time series work, market analysis, anomaly detection, user behavior, this is worth your time. The big idea? Clusters don't have memory, markets do. Choose your tools accordingly. Okay, completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me because this connects. Discord just open-sourced something called Osprey. It's a safety rules engine that processes 400 million actions every single day at 2.3 million rules per second. Let that sink in for a second. 400 million daily actions, real-time threat response. The architecture is what's interesting here. It's a polyglot system. Rust coordinator with stateless Python workers. They built a domain-specific language called SML, safety modeling language, that lets non-engineers author rules without touching code. That means when a new threat emerges, and we're talking hours, not days, they can deploy a response immediately. The decoupling is the clever bit. Rule authoring is separate from deployment. You don't need to understand the execution engine to write a rule, you just describe the pattern you're looking for, and the system handles the rest. What this really means is that safety at scale requires architecture, not just moderation policies. You cannot hire enough humans to review 400 million actions a day. You need automation that's flexible enough to adapt as threats evolve. And here's where it connects to everything else today, whether it's retail inventory, market regimes, or content moderation. The pattern is the same. The old manual approach doesn't scale. The systems that win are the ones that separate policy from execution, that let domain experts define rules without needing to be engineers. That's the infrastructure shift. Rules become data. Humans define intent. Machines handle scale. Right. Let me lighten things up a bit. There's a piece this week about Tetris AI, which sounds frivolous until you see what they actually did. A framework called Bitboard Tetris achieved a 53x speedup and 90% memory reduction through low-level optimization. They used Bitboard representations, the same technique chess engines use, and buffer-optimized PPO for reinforcement learning. The result? 3,829 average score in 3 minutes of training. What I love about this is it demonstrates something we forget too often. Algorithm choice matters, but so does system design. You can have the smartest model in the world. If it's slow or memory-hungry, it's useless in production. This is a Tetris bot, but the principles apply everywhere. RL at scale, robotics, real-time decision systems, the low-level choices compound. If you're building anything that needs to run fast or fit in constrained environments, edge devices, mobile, embedded systems, this is a masterclass in optimization. Two quick ones to close with. First, quantum circuit optimization. Researchers extended existing methods by tuning pairs of gates simultaneously instead of one at a time. Two-gate Fraxys and two-gate FQS deliver lower error rates on benchmark problems. It's incremental, but quantum is all about incremental right now. Every basis point of error reduction matters when you're fighting decoherence. Second, there's a survey on uncertainty-aware explainability in AI. It examines how uncertainty quantification integrates into XAI pipelines. Three approaches, Bayesian, Monte Carlo, conformal, and the key argument is that evaluation requires unified principles linking uncertainty propagation, robustness, and human decision-making. Translation? Knowing what your model doesn't know is as important as knowing what it does know, especially in high-stakes domains, medical diagnosis, finance, safety-critical systems. If your explainability doesn't account for uncertainty, you're explaining a guess like it's a fact. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Whether it's retail inventory, market analysis, or content safety, the pattern is the same. The manual approach doesn't scale. The systems that win separate human intent from execution. Domain experts define rules, engineers build infrastructure, machines handle scale, and the organizations that struggle, they're the ones still treating these as people problems instead of architecture problems. Something to think about on the commute. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.